Commander Tom is here.
Commander Tom, Commander Tom. Commander Tom, Commander Tom.
And Commander Tom's report is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County, where veterans help veterans. The best call veterans can make is 845-473-2500. MHA Veteran Services are here for you.
Commander Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Boris and Robin. How are you?
Fantastic.
A little chilly out there this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I realize that the day to switch from iced coffee to regular coffee was yesterday. So a little slow this morning.
Yeah.
But we've got a special guest today. My friend Colleen, who's the Veterans Student Outreach Director at Vassar College. Welcome, Colleen.
Thank you.
Yeah, now, thanks for coming.
You know,
thanks for having me.
You know, we all know Vassar, but when we think Vassar, we don't automatically think like veterans and veteran students. But you all have a really vibrant veteran community, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have on our campus any given semester anywhere between 20 and 30 veterans.
That's
who
awesome.
Are all full-time matriculated students working towards their bachelor's degree.
That's great. Now, I understand you guys have a 5K coming up this Sunday. Could you give some more information about like what this is for?
Sure. So the Braga 5K will be held this Sunday on the Vassar campus. The whole route stays within the confines of the Vassar campus with a 9 a.m. start. And this event is kind of near and dear to my heart. It's named after one of my former students, Fernando Braga. Fernando was a U.S. Army Iraq War veteran who graduated from Vassar in 2017 and died by suicide in 2022. He was a loving father, a campus leader, an anti-racist fighter, and a friend to many, many people. So this event, we want to honor his memory and his legacy and raise awareness of veteran suicide.
So it's this Sunday, 9 o'clock, right? 9 o'clock start. And I know you guys can register online at Braga. It's Braga, right?
Braga, number5k.com.
Yeah. Now, for people that want to be involved in this, you know, what can they expect at the 5K?
So you can expect a wonderful walk around the beautiful Vassar campus. You can walk. You can run.
So you don't. I don't have to be like
a... You don't have to be a sprinter. You don't have to
you
be
mean
a
I
marathon
can do it?
Runner. Anyone can do it. In fact, we have the normal 5K route, which is like 3.1 miles through the campus. There's a couple of hills up by our golf course. But for those folks who either want a shorter route, they want something all flat, some maybe folks with a mobility challenge, we also have a 2K that's going to be completely flat and just kind of stay on the sidewalks on campus.
I'll tell you, there's not a more beautiful campus to walk through Vassar. And it seems like every day there's something different to look at in the campus, and this time of year it's beautiful there too. So it sounds like a great reason to come on out, a great cause.
You
got three causes benefiting from this?
Exactly. All the proceeds from this event are going to be split kind of in three different ways. One is to support Fernando's daughter's college fund. He left behind a young daughter. Stop Soldier Suicide and Warrior Ranch Foundation.
Sounds like three amazing causes. So sounds like a really cool event. Yeah. Best of luck.
As of this morning, we had 144 registered. So numbers are growing. So come on out and join us.
Well, you got 145 now. I'll be there for sure.
Great.
And what's the website again?
It is Braga, Braga, number5k.com.
Very cool.
And, you know, the weather looks great this week.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be nice.
You know, so last year when we had Anthony's walk, it was a hurricane, if you remember. So I think we're going to have better weather. Speaking of great causes and great physical challenges, I would be remiss without mentioning my friend Leah Feldman. She's the CEO of Family Services here in Poughkeepsie. They do amazing work with our families, our kids. Boris, you'll love this. Leah is running 50 miles on Saturday.
50 miles?
She's going to make 50 miles on Saturday. Now, you can go to familieservicesny.org and you can check it out. And there's also a team of veterans who are also, you know, they're raising money for Family Services by running their own 50-mile challenge that day. So, I couldn't do it. But if you're out there, you can obviously combine to make 50 miles. You don't have to do it all yourself.
I'm exhausted thinking about driving 50 miles.
I couldn't do it.
Right?
So hats off to Leah Feldman and her team at Family Services. And again, if you want more info on that amazing, amazing challenge, it's familieservicesny.org.
Very good. All right, that's what we got this week, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, Colleen, just since you were talking about Army veteran Braga, who is graduating. This is we're almost out of September, and this is Suicide Awareness Month.
Right.
And so we just want to stress that last time that suicide awareness number, 988. Veterans, press 1, 988. It's like 911 for mental health. Everyone's got to get used to it. So when you or somebody you love is having a mental health emergency, just dial 988, and you'll have someone to talk to.
All right. Colleen, thanks so much, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, Tom, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right.